Why, hello, it is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica, last place on Earth, at Cafe Anyway here in Podcaster Valley. It's Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3149, outside of Cafe Anyway in a particular spot there, lending me a microphone while I talk here and bring you into the show today by telling you that California residents live 78.3 years on average, marking us the eighth in the U.S. Longevity is in right now, and people are under pressure to improve it through lifestyle choices. But a new study finds that where people live may just have as much impact on how long they live. According to the data, California has the eighth highest average life expectancy out of all states, while Mississippi ranks the lowest. A significant 9-year gap exists between the highest and lowest ranked states, so Mississippi down at around 70 years, highlighting substantial regional health disparities. According to research by Hormone Health Clinic called Feel 30, some states have higher life expectancies than others. Who's at number one? All right, I'll do the top five. So we're at eight. Seven is Vermont. Six is Rhode Island. Tied with Rhode Island is New Hampshire. Then at number five is Minnesota. Here we go. Tied for number four, New Jersey and New York. Number three is Connecticut. Number two, Massachusetts. And number one is Hawaii. Down at the bottom of the list is Kentucky, Louisiana, Alabama, West Virginia, and the worst is Mississippi. So the methodology they use, the CDC's latest data, the Center for Disease Control, their latest data on U.S. life expectancy, ranking each U.S. state based on their estimated life expectancy at birth. So, hey, if you're in California, but if you're in Hawaii, woo! But I don't know how that works when everything is so expensive in Hawaii. But it's not much longer. So we're at, 78.3 years, and the people in Hawaii are at 79.9 years, so just an extra year. However, if you're a woman, look out, because in Hawaii, your life expectancy is at least to the age of 83, whereas in California, it's to 81. Oh, and as a male, your life expectancy is at 75. Oof. But you can be all the way up to 77 in Hawaii. So eat well. Don't eat a lot of beef. We're going to talk about why in a little bit, and also going to find out about some other nasty restaurant that you shouldn't eat at because it's got nasty restaurant food, and I'll suddenly forget the word tater tot for some reason, even though tater tots are delicious, but in moderation, and that whole thing. We dive into all of that good, interesting stuff in this show. So let me get the door for you, and let's go inside after you. Cafe! Anyway! Welcome to this place.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3149. Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Ameritopica. Daily Podcast. I talk way too fast. I need to slow down. I need to compensate my brain because it's too late. It's got too much stuff going on inside. I gotta do this podcast show, and I am alive here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, episode 3149. Mike's Daily Podcast. This song sounds absolutely beautiful. I'm really enjoying it, aren't you? So lovely. Mike's the way Daily it rocks podcast so extensively. Yeah. I like it so much. Well, let me just say that when I started the show today, I had the best of intentions. And I thought, I'll talk to the wonderful listeners of Mike's Daily Podcast who understand that I had to take Labor Day off because of all the labor that I do a lot of. I labor. I'm a laborious person. not a boring is or the boreas. I'm just the guy, but I got a lot happening, a lot of things doing. So I guess it's nice to take a day off and not have to, you know, probably like you, right? Right? That's my millennial right for you today, though I'm not a millennial. I'm a Gen Xer. Why did I do right? I don't know. I know one thing as a Gen Xer, I don't eat beef anymore. I stopped eating beef. After a while, the very young doctor that I have that was given to me by the wonderful people at Anthem and the place, the health place that's near me, near my job, I said, okay, I'll make this easy. I'll go through you guys. I'll go while I'll be in network, so it works with my healthcare plan that I get through work. And the lady's really young, and she just tells it to me straight. She says,
and here's today's podcast picture.
Lipitor. And I say, nuh-uh, no, no, Lipitor. And I'm not all in with that. Another great podcast picture from the beautiful spot that is over there in the Bay. Yeah, Oakland. Actually, it's either going to be the one I took traveling on the cool little ferry that goes between Alameda Island and Jack London Square. Yeah, it'll be one of the pictures I took from that. Such a fun trip. I might do that again real soon, I'm thinking. See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com because I pay for it. I put a lot of time and effort into it. And, you know, it's worth perusing. Very easy to see. Not a whole bunch of stuff to see, but you get to see a picture of that guy there, the late, great Basil the Boxer, who went to Jack London Square many times. We had many a fun trip over there. But beef prices, they're the new egg prices. First it was eggs, now it's beef. They've reached, well, eggs, you know, this year in January was not a good year. Month, to partake in eating those little round things that got yolks in the middle. They could be chickens if they were just left alone.
Hold on.
And fertilized and all that. And put in chowder? No. Do you put eggs in chowder? I know creams in there. And bits of clam. Sometimes you can do a corn chowder. It's very lovely. But eggs reached record highs in January. Since then, they have fallen. But beef prices hit records, rising almost 9% since January.
Mike, you want to join in on this conversation?
Is this about beef? Is this the conversation? Is it about beef? As long as the conversation's about beef. But a little over a month ago, it was looking like beef prices were just going through the roof. Now beef prices hitting records, rising 9% since January. Retailing for about $9.
All I want to do is sit on a couch and eat corn chips.
This man is very upset, as you can hear. Retailing for $9.26 a pound. The Consumer Price Index back in June showed that steak was up over 12%, and that ground beef prices were up over 10% over the past year. A decade in the making. That's the sound of a decade in the making, making this a complete issue for people that love to eat beef. Cows are cute, but that's neither here nor there anywhere. What the heck? Because I was just talking about people that eat the beef eaters, which is another, that's a guy in England, right? With the cool outfit.
Dilly dilly.
There's a bunch dilly, of them. Dilly. I'm surrounded suddenly here at Cafe Anyway by beef eaters. A decade has taken place that's caused this to happen with the prices going through the roof. And it has included, it has become this because of shrinking herds, drought conditions, and the rise of imported beef, you know, those tariffs and all that, all while demand staying strong. The cattle herd sizes are at their lowest level.
They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power.
Speaking tariffs.
The likes of which this world has never seen before.
Speaking of tariffs, there. Cattle herd sizes, too, are at their lowest level in 74 years. If you would like to see a video of this that does not include any pictures of cattle or dogs or cats or anything, but just me talking into a Yeti mic, a cafe anyway. You can go to the Facebook page. There's a link at mikesdailypodcast.com or facebook.com/mikesdailypodcast. And I've got the video up there somewhere. Okay. Now, if you go to a diner, maybe you get a burger. Maybe you're happy. Maybe you're not happy because you're looking at the prices at any diner anywhere through the roof. It's like, I might as well eat at a fancy restaurant now.
Latina Uzi.
And have some delicious food from the restaurant called Latina Uzi. Would you eat at a restaurant called Latina Uzi? Would you eat at a cafe anyway? Good, because we don't have any food. Okay, we got some. So somebody just brought over a bucket of, what is that? A bucket of donuts. Okay, never saw that before. Tesla's first ever retro-futuristic diner opened a little over a month ago. Musk described it, as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on Earth, in the land of Ameritopica. That's pretty much all the descriptors I can put on there. We're outside now. I'm Mike Matthews.
So, anyway.
Cafe anyway. Which is not located on Santa Monica Boulevard. You can see the sights if you walk down Santa Monica Boulevard. Or Santa Monica Boulevard didn't get mentioned, but Santa Monica Freeway sometimes makes a country girl blue. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure missing you.
Oh, yes.
Shelley West.
I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
Thank you, Shelley West. Shelley West and David Frizzell. Not Lefty Frizzell. Rooting out privilege. Okay, so we got this here Tesla retro-futuristic diner. He described it as Grease meets the Jetsons with supercharging. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard. It's a two-story venue. You've probably seen video of it by now. It's got two 45-foot LED movie screens visible from the parking lot and a rooftop outdoor seating area. The first floor houses the kitchen, the bar, and the dining area. The rooftop area has a bar and table seating. I would much rather sit on top of the rooftop.
We are the Night Crusade!
Neat. Hanging out with those knights, hanging out somewhere on a Florida rooftop bar, that would be much more preferable than in the middle of LA somewhere. Sorry, Los Angelians. Los Angelinos all come from somewhere. Such hot stars run down the bay. Billy Joel song. The rooftop area has a bar and table seating. Visitors looking to grab a bite to eat can do so from the comfort of their own cars.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's what the waiters say that are trying to bring you your food. The food servers, they fall down with your food, with your $80 burger. But you can sit in the comfort of your own car as you experience a Sonic-style car hop service. Aw, Sonic. Every day when I drive home from Fremont, California, to my home in Podcastro Valley, California, I pass by a Sonic that's on Mission. It's not as big as the Sonics that you find in the South, but it is a Sonic.
Nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
No, the people at Sonic know something. They do that retro flashback to the 50s thing with people on roller skates. That's in. Sometimes they fall and can't get up. But they bring you their, you know, the tater tot thingies. I had to cut myself loose from Sonic because I would stop by there every time I drive home and get those fattening shakes.
What in the world is that about?
Fattening shakes. Delicious. What that's about. And those tater tots. Oh, my. But they have that probably at Tesla Diner and charge you way, way, way too much. While the diner isn't exclusive to Tesla drivers, though, but features of the diner, such as in-car ordering.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way.
You should not treat people horribly, I think is what we should get from that little audio clip. And I think we'd all agree. In car ordering, they got their movie screens that syncs, it will sync SYNC to the center touch screen.
And Mike, take care. Thank you. Good to see you again.
Okay. Bye. That requires a Tesla vehicle, and that person just drove away in one. There are also 32 V4 supercharger stalls. Have no idea what that means, but okay. I guess that because I don't have a charging vehicle. I got the kind you charge it up by putting this fluid in there that's flammable. I was trying. A little too much. So the diner opened. I guess when it first opened, it opened at 4:20 p.m. on a Monday because Elon likes to smoke the pot, it would appear. What 90% of everybody on the road smoke too much marijuana, and I smell it all
what
the time in the Bay Area. Yeah, why are you driving high? That's illegal. Elon Musk's Tesla Diner has already slashed its menu and restricted hours less than 3 weeks after its grand opening in a special follow-up I bring you from Fortune magazine. It's cut back its menu options. Reports indicate there are now just 5 sandwiches on the menu and several items such as Epic Bacon were removed. Hours appear to have been reduced as well. Less than 3 weeks after opening.
There you have a picture of Mohammed bin Salman on your screen.
There is no picture of anyone on my on the screen because there is no screen involved with this podcast, except if you are on the Facebook and you see me talking into a really awful camera. Facebook.com/Mike's Daily Podcast, if that's your thing. But this is an audio podcast. And when will those stupid young people that host radio shows realize that there is no screen on a radio? Unless it's in a car, I understand there's touch screens like the aforementioned one in the Teslas. But that is now a video. It is now a TV show. It is not a podcast anymore. Podcast is locked in with the whole radio thing. It's the audio thing. That they're locked, they're infused. And at some point, everyone will understand this. So far, people my age understand it, if they do even know what a podcast is. And then young people, they're like, well, it could be both. No! So let's see. This article repeated the same sentence 25 times. Finally, it goes into a little bit more beef. It says here, gone are the market salad, the club sandwich, biscuits and gravy, or red gravy, hash brown bites. Sounds like they are trying to be like Sonic because of the little, what do you call them? I just said the word. The potato thingies. It's, but they call them hash brown bites at the Tesla. If you want a veggie burger, that's gone too. Curds. Cheese curds? No, that's something else. Do they have that at Sonic? The cheese curds? Okay. Let's see. They are gone. That is history, the veggie burger. And items that were formerly listed as all-day breakfast, they are now gone. Only served now in the morning. Epic bacon, a bag of maple glazed breakfast meat, dusted with black pepper, that's off the menu. The fountain drink options like the Shirley Temple and the creamsicle, they are gone. When I was a kid, they had a thing called Shirley Temple. Your parents would be drinking booze. And oh, we'll get Micah Shirley Temple, which was Coke with what they call grenadine, which I don't even know what that is. That's some kind of cherry thing. What you get now is a Tesla burger, hot dog, grilled cheese, tuna melt, or a fried chicken sandwich. That's it. Oh, and fries. The chef of the Tesla Diner, Eric Greenspan, said the menu was scaled down because of unprecedented demand and it would be forever evolving. The hours initially promoted as 24/7. The Tesla Diner now operates from 6 a.m. until midnight. Unless you're charging or ordering for your Tesla from your Tesla. You have to order from your Tesla and then you can get something outside those hours. There have been reports that non-Tesla owners were also not allowed to charge their vehicles at the diner site. If it's not a Tesla, no food for you, no electricity for you. Elon Musk has envisioned the Tesla diner as something that could expand nationwide. He wrote, if our retro futuristic diner turns out well, which I think it will, we will establish these in major cities around the world, as well as at supercharger sites on long distance routes. Now, there's a lot of those. I know there's a big one in Quartzsite because the guy I watched, the RV or TV guy, he is always talking about that. They got this huge charging site. But that's great. Well, look who's here.
Hi, Mark. It's Benina the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I brought my horse, Dilly.
It's a disgruntled Philip player, tell you what.
What?
Well, I don't have no electric vehicle. It is a vehicle that runs on the stuff that came from the dinosaurs, tell you what.
What?
It's called a fuel. It's made out of a fossil. Hmm. True.
Okay, look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make the least root beer. Have some right now.
Okay. I can't wait to drink. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really good. I like that. What's going on there in the down in the basement where you make the root beer?
All kinds of craziness. Drink right now, could you?
Oh, Nilly the horse agrees. Let's see. It's great. Well, we pretty much covered a lot and dug a deep trench around all kinds of fascinating topics. I see even a more recent update that, oh, thank you, that there's, he's pouring me another root beer. The Tesla diner, things have stabilized for now, it says. Okay. People pick on it a lot. I understand because it's in L.A., and Los Angeles is mostly left-leaning. And then you've got Elon, who worked for the right-leaning administration. So you know how that is. But what do you think about all that we covered? Here's the number that you can call me at. And you can
call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline.
Yes.
Area code 510-228. 4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you very much for listening to this show. And we hope that we will get potato skins? No. Potato frites? Home frites? No.
Tater tots.
Take it away, A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.